to this self-love meditation. Find a comfortable space where you can lie down, perhaps on your bed, on the ground, or even in the bathtub. Make sure this space, this container for yourself, is somewhere where you won't be disturbed. Once you've grounded yourself, really surrender into your space right now. As you soften all the limbs, all the muscles, the tendons, ligaments, every single part of the body is totally relaxed. You can notice your breath. Just become aware of the breath and how it's moving up and down the body right now. Without trying to change it just yet, just witnessing it, watching it. That is the fluidity of it, perhaps the stickiness of it. Take a moment with this breath as if it's a dance moving through the body. And you begin to notice on every exhale, you're becoming more and more relaxed. You can completely surrender to this space because you are safe in your body. Continue to watch the breath. You notice that you have the control. You have the capability of shaping it yourself. The magical thing about the breath is that we can just watch it. The intelligence of the body just breathes. We can also shape the breath ourselves. When we shape the breath, we shape our emotions, and thus we shape our life. Begin to shape the breath by taking a deep breath in, filling up the belly, back and ribs, filling up the chest through to the crown, and exhale, give it a big sigh out the mouth. Just like that, inhaling the belly, back and ribs, the chest, the crown, letting it go with a yawn. One more like that, inhaling, filling it up. Turning back to natural rhythmic breathing, but watching the shaping of the breath. Now the shaping of the breath is a little bit more smooth. Rather than this deep inhale and exhale sigh, we're breathing through the nose and keeping it consistent on the inhale and the exhale, smoothing out any textures to the breath. Even beginning to breathe over those pauses, those natural pauses at the top of the inhale and the bottom of the exhale, as you smoothly, fluidly continue to breathe. Continue watching the breath. Notice any sensations that you can feel in the body. If you're in the bath, perhaps noticing where the water touches the skin and when it touches the air. If you're lying down on the ground or on your bed, noticing the clothes that touch your skin and the areas that are completely open, spacious. Where do you feel heat and warmth? Where do you feel cool sensation? Do you notice any subtle pulsating heartbeat? Even that pulsing just by the lips, tingling in the hands, around the head, around the pelvis. And take a moment with these sensations, noticing any judgment that comes up. Not trying to push any judgment away, but rather just coming back to present moment awareness of locating the sensation. Still breathing deep into the nose and out through the nose. Become aware of your feet. As you bring attention to your feet, ask yourself, how do my feet feel right now? What am I grateful for that my feet have done throughout my life? Can I show my feet love and compassion? Take a moment to really breathe into this space, keeping your awareness at your feet, your toes, your ankles, your heels, your arches, thanking them for everything that they've done for you throughout your lifetime so far. And as we move up awareness to the legs, notice the calves, the calf muscles, the shin bones, the knees, the thighs and the glutes. As you bring awareness to these areas of the body, ask yourself the question, how do my legs feel right now? Keep breathing deep through the nose, allowing that soft, supple energy to flow through you. And ask yourself, from this space of the legs, the calves, the knees, the thighs, the bum, what am I grateful for that my legs have done for me throughout this lifetime? or even just in the past week. How can I honor and respect my legs, my knees, my bum? How can I look at this beautiful part of my vessel, my home, through the lens of love and compassion, respect? Any memories, words, textures that appear and surface in this meditation. Knowing that even negative or inner critic thoughts that arise are totally allowed. There's a no judgment zone, safe in our body. Any insight that comes through is very helpful for us. As we move up the body, bringing the awareness to the belly, that space that holds our power, our creativity, our womb, our micro universe. Begin to notice how you're feeling right now in this present moment, asking yourself from this belly space, how do I feel right now? How does my belly feel? Breathing deep into the belly space. Continuing to be aware and listen carefully for any subtle messages from the body. Now asking yourself, what am I grateful for that my belly does for me? What am I grateful for that my belly does for me? Just where we digest our food, the intelligence of the body does that for us without us having to even think. But there's also the space in which we digest life from. This beautiful vessel which carries us through this human existence. Can I honor and respect my belly space, my root and sacral chakra? Perhaps even asking, what have I been withholding? Am I meeting the needs of my belly space? Take a moment to breathe deep into this space. Breathing in. All that has risen in this meditation so far. And keep breathing deep into the space, into this beautiful vessel that we call home. And as we move up a little bit higher to the chest and the heart space, the collarbone, the shoulders, the breasts, bringing your awareness to that whole trunk, the whole chest area, where so many of our important organs sit. Our body knows how to look after us. We don't have to think in order to pump hearts and blood around the body. We don't have to think to digest our food. So when it comes to ingesting life, when it comes to making decisions, to access that intuition that is always there, our body always knows what to do. We must stop and quietly listen to the body. As you bring your awareness to this space, begin to notice how it feels, the heart, closed or open. And then ask yourself, what am I grateful for that my heart space has done for me in my life? What am I grateful for that my heart space has done for me in my life? Take a moment to breathe deep into that connection your intuition knows. Perhaps thanking this part of the body as a place that we can give and receive love from, a place that we can feel connected to ourselves and others. We can be vulnerable and courageous. We can feel deeply into our whole being. Gratitude towards this part of the body. Breathe deep into the space. Honor, respect. How can you perhaps show a little bit more love and compassion for yourself, for your heart space, for everything that it does for you? Gracefully, softly moving down the heart space to the arms, the hands, and the fingers. The arms are an extension of our heart, and that is why mudra, our hand gestures, are so important to practice. release tension of the heart. As you bring your awareness to both of your arms, your hands and fingertips, begin to notice how they feel right now in this present moment, relaxing deep, breathing deep, and asking yourself, what am I grateful for that my arms and hands have done for me in this lifetime? What am I grateful for that my arms and hands have done for me in this lifetime? Perhaps the memories pop to surface, perhaps a word, perhaps the thinking mind has taken over, and that is totally okay. There's nothing to achieve here but just witnessing. How can I show more love, more respect to my arms and hands for everything they do for me? For the opportunity to not just experience, but experience with comfort through this life. Sending so much love to the hands and the arms as we move gently up the body to the neck and the head. Take a moment to just notice all the parts that reside in the head. Our lips for tasting life. For sensuality, for connection. For expression. Teeth for helping us digest more easily, and to bring a smile not just to the external world but into our heart space as well. You feel the corners of the mouth starting to rise as that smile gets bigger, more authentic. Our nose for helping us take in the scent of life, the exploration of nature, what it has to offer. Our eyes for seeing the beauty. Our ears for not just listening to each other, but for that sensory experience of life. The uplifting elements, the mood changing through music. The only senses that doesn't live straight in this area is touch. That sensation of body. Take a moment with the other senses smell, sight, sound, taste. And notice how your head feels right now in this moment, how all these different body parts together feel. And asking yourself, what am I grateful for? That my head, my eyes, my nose, mouth, and ears have done for me in this lifetime. How have they given me the opportunity to experience such beauty and wonder? Not only this area holds our body parts, but the third eye and the crown chakra reside in this space. All about our intuition and insight, our all-seeing eye, and our crown chakra, which connects us to the divine world, to our soul. And we can feel uplifted, connected to soul, but grounded to earth in this reality, in this body, our vessel to experience the magnificent wonders that this world gives us and offers us on a daily basis. How can I show this part of my body more love and compassion, respect? And now I want you your hands to your feet and begin to gently caress the feet, moving up very slowly to the calves and the knees and the thighs as you ingest and take in all this respect and gratitude for all that your body does for you. As you move up to the root chakra, the yoni, the womb, take a moment there to really connect with the womb space, your creative portal of birthing all that exists into reality, all that you can desire. Take a moment, massage this area gently as you move up towards the chest, the heart space, the arms and the hands, caressing hand in hand and massaging up all the way towards the neck, rubbing yourself, this sensual self-massage behind the ears as you move the hands gently up to the face, the temples, the forehead, in between the eyebrows, gently pressing to feel the connection, the head. Run your fingers through your hair and take a deep breath in. And a deep exhale, sigh it out. And bringing awareness to your whole body space. Showing gratitude for this beautiful, magnificent vessel carries you through this life. Thanking any insights that came up in the meditation. Letting go of any judgment. And just sighing out now a couple more. Every exhale, sighing out anything that didn't serve you during this practice. And as you inhale, inhaling this love, gratitude, respect for your whole being. For you are whole and worthy of love, just as you are. You are a unique vessel of the universe, separated by this physical body, yet connected completely by soul to everything and everyone around you. Take a moment longer to notice any messages that are coming up. Just be with yourself in this space for a few moments longer. Take your time to return back. Take your time to return back to the day. Be soft with yourself. And when you're ready, you can begin to gently move fingers, toes, ankles, and wrists. All gracefully and peacefully, returning back to the physical space where you lay.